Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with my Faith and Freedom Show. I talk about the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. You might think I'm crazy and you think commercial talk radio and he said the Bible? Yes. It's a wonderful document. You can read it cover to cover. It starts out with in the beginning. It ends with amen. It's a wonderful read. But either way, that's what I do. I'm kind of an extremist in that way. We're talking to Dr. Carl Altenberger. And he's here from the Florida Medical Association, and this is a wonderful, it's a dialogue, and it's open, available to you at 888-850-1872. We did have, oh, by the way, it is 888-850-1872. We had a great caller, and because it is such a huge discussion, we gave the caller some time. He had some great things to say, and he was really good on point. And we're going to have to facilitate this a little bit just because it's a complex discussion that will be ongoing. But you can give us a call at 888-850-1872. Dr. Carl Altenberger, just before we went on the break, and actually while we were on the break, I mentioned that this was my take on it. I see this when I've read the bill, and I've got a thing. I've actually read not every line of it. I mean, it's huge, but I've seen a synopsis of some of the potential catastrophes in this House congressional bill. The one thing that I'm concerned about is that it looks like it's just really a funding stream mechanism. Okay, we're gonna take and grasp every resource available that has anything to do with healthcare. We're gonna take everything under our control and put everything that we can under our control. Have a massive funding stream. Of course, that gives them great discretion to do whatever they want with all these funds, and it gives them a more reason to have more government. Is just this growing mushrooming spore that I think is a dangerous catastrophe. Now, that's my opinion. But so what I want to do is step back and say, let's say this congressional move comes to naught and some of the states say, hey, we have better gird up our loins, get to work on this issue, take control ourselves so nobody exterior to us starts to interfere. What is Florida doing right now? What headway are they making, or where are they going with this healthcare issue, Congress notwithstanding?
Well, you make some very key points. This is a complicated, difficult problem that we may not be able to resolve. We're probably not going to resolve it in a short period of time. We could make it worse in a short period of time. I mean, that's the danger. We could make this a lot worse. And Florida is not standing idly by with this. The Speaker of the House, Larry Creedle, the Senate President, Jeff Atwater, are very tuned into the importance of having good, high-quality, affordable health care in this state. They know it is the state of Florida's number one industry, and you're not going to attract people to come to our state to live, to retire, or to work, to bring their businesses here, unless you have really world-class health care. So we want to try to preserve and protect that. And I think that other states are really having a crack at this. As you know, Massachusetts tried their plan, and it looks like they're having a lot of problems with it now to try to cover the uninsured. The costs have been tremendous, which you could have predicted. But at least they tried something. And I think that if we could empower other states to try to solve their problems, every state's a little different, maybe we would have all these laboratories out there trying to find out what works and what doesn't work. Listen, we'll borrow ideas from anyone. The key issues in that I think our policymakers are going to increasingly focus on are, first, the shortage of physicians we have in Florida. It's a huge issue for Florida because we have a large Medicare population. They require increasing healthcare services, and they want to be treated with modern technology and the best of everything, of course. And we want to have well-trained physicians to be able to provide those services to them. Now, how we address that is going to be a subject of some discussion, and the Florida Medical Association is going to be involved in helping our policymakers address that. But it has to be addressed. If we are known as a state where you can't get an appointment in a timely manner with a specialist, or you can't find a primary care physician, well, again, that's not going to be a state people are going to want to continue to be attracted to come and live. The second issue that they're really taking very seriously is how to improve access to care to the Medicaid population. And they're looking at the examples of other states. Again, a number of states, notably North Carolina and Alabama, have really looked at this, addressed it. North Carolina has done a terrific job with their medical home model, where basically all individuals on Medicaid have a primary care person they have to see, have to follow up with. That person directs their care. There's terrific access to specialty services the way they've designed it. So I think that there are some good examples of how we can address that and better address it to care for that that group. And the problem with that group is if you do not address their issues, they end up in the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
In the emergency room, it's not as good, of course. It's better to prevent something and to treat it. If you have a chronic disease like diabetes or asthma, it's better to treat that appropriately and keep them out of the emergency room. That is just to try to, you know, okay, we're going to do what we can to save you, but we're not going to address the underlying condition.
Mm.
I think that there are some really good models there. And a number of the legislators, and I would just mention the name of Senator Don Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z. He's a North Florida state senator, is really looking at how to improve transparency and accountability of the health insurance industry, how to try to bring competition to that. You know, Governor Crist, has tried to introduce a model, and those are in their early stages right now of having more of bare-bones insurance, but at least affordable insurance to provide for those who just cannot afford their current health insurance policies with all the mandates and everything else, but at least to give them some protection so that if they developed a catastrophic condition, they would have some coverage. And I'm sure there are other things that are going to be addressed, but these are difficult, complicated problems, and we're going to need every good citizen out there to voice their opinion. And some are going to agree and some are not, but that's the power of our democracy. That's how we figure out what is the right way to proceed. What's the best solution? We debate it. We talk about it. I think that's the power of communicating with your elected representatives, why that's so important.
Hey, I want to break in on that one. The caller said that he's done significant amount of research. You know what? It works. You got to be careful to not give a legislator too much information. Make sure you make some points that are succinct on the cover page. But what happens with legislation, often it is written by somebody else. It might be a concerned citizen or a lobbying group or something like that. This stuff is prepared ahead of time and put to them and, you know, address what's the problem, what's the solution, and do it in a very succinct way. And a caller could definitely give input to the Senator Gaetz, for one, if he's concerned about the transparency and accountability issues. I would think also, is not the FMA, don't you have some kind of communication avenue that people can give ideas or address things that might...
Absolutely. We're a believer in group IQ, and to paraphrase Bill Buckley, I'd rather be governed by 100 people chosen from your calling area than the 100 people we have in the United States Senate who are elected periodically. I just think we might get better, have at least some common sense there. I don't know. It's difficult to be an elected representative, but I agree. Sometimes we give them too much credit, and I think that group IQ is higher than individual IQ.
Okay, we're going to take a call here. I'm going to put you just. You're going to hear a little button changing here. Hey, caller, thank you for calling the Eagle 104.3 FM, and go ahead and give us a question or comment to Dr. Carl Altenberger.
Thanks, Dave, and.
Keep it succinct, my friend.
Do what?
Keep it succinct, my friend.
Or otherwise you'll hang up on me, right?
Well, I don't know. I know who you are, Mark. I remember I was an acoustic analyst, so it's very just get right to the question or comment for Dr. Altenberger.
At least you're not on Oxycontin, Dave. But the doctor knows what that is. I was going to make a comment to the three of us, so like a free American should be able to, anybody that wants to listen. There was a gentleman that ran for president that got pretty far, who was also a doctor. And I tend to agree with his approach to the subject, as well as the nurses that he worked with. They came to the conclusion that the closures of hospitals was being driven for the sake of profit, David. And what we're witnessing, I know you kind of wanted to pay attention to the energy rates going up here and arbitrarily.
What were we paying attention to? What was the point on the medical issue? Just to stay on point.
What I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. 16 years in the Navy, you've been maybe out of touch, but But there's what we're experiencing also in the healthcare industry, and the doctor knows that I'm about to share the truth. It's a lack of regulation and runaway cost, and that's why actually the large insurance companies intentionally put small doctors' firms out of business so the large ones can succeed, as well as large farms are put out of business, keep stay in business and put the small ones out. Now you have industrial farming. This business is no different, and I agree with the doctor, even though we take a political final approach is different, that there should be nothing come between a doctor and their patient. But the four doctors and nurses, and the doctor, correct me if I'm wrong, have been their numbers through the pressure of insurance companies as well as working in a hospital or on a small beginning office are intentionally kept minimalized for the sake of more profit. And, doctor, if you can correct that perspective, you're talking to the son of a 35-year career nurse and also a former investigator at the state of Illinois and Chicago. So kind of grew up watching the business. And,
so just what is it that you want them to correct? What's their perception, that it's really based on a profit motive? Is that?
It's called what we on the left, Dave, the Franklin Delano Roosevelt call it, healthcare for profit. We want the doctor to be rich. But see, a lot of people, I'm only 50, Dave, but a lot of people my age, 40 to 60, they still think it's the rich doctor down the street hurting them. But it's actually the health maintenance organizations, which are now ultimately manipulated by the insurance companies, which are now ultimately manipulated by the hedge funds. So it's no different than power, or it's no different than any other large business. It's all being manipulated by the deregulation of speculative hedge funds and that nonsense.
Okay, I'm going to have the doctor respond to that. That was a good point. I appreciate that point.
Sure, Dave, you'll catch on, Dave. Give yourself some time.
Uh-oh. Okay, you're with us? Oh, no, I lost my doctor. How did that happen? I'm going to give him a call. Hey, folks, this is the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. You're listening to the Faith and Freedom Show, and we're talking to Dr. Carl Altenberger. And if you've got an acoustic analysis gift, you can figure out that I'm going to be dialing his number, and you can listen to it. How's that? We've got him on the air here now. I had a little catastrophe.
Hey there, did I lose you?
No, I lost you. Every time, you know, in the good old days when Carla mentioned I was in the Navy, I used to push buttons. In fact, I was a push-button petty officer, some called it. And sometimes when I start pushing buttons in my little studio, I create catastrophes. We've got about 2.5 minutes to the break, but I want to summarize basically what our caller was alluding to. I think, you know, he kind of mentioned, he said he kind of gave himself a claim as being a left whatever, you know. So
I don't think this is a left right issue. Or
no, I don't think so.
Credit issue. This is an issue of more freedom or less freedom, more government or less government. That's what this is about. And right now, healthcare is the most regulated of industries, period, top to bottom. And you can't have power in politics. You can't have power and the concentration of power without really manipulating the political system, which insurance companies have done. They are exempt from antitrust regulations right now. And so, you know, that is a problem. And I think that if we got back to where the doctor could deal with their patient and would know them and could negotiate with them, that's the way it was done before. And then the patient would be empowered and have the ability, and that's what health savings accounts do, to really make those decisions for themselves. There is an industry, a couple industries out there, that do that now, dentistry and veterinary medicine.
Hmm.
There are plenty of dentists. There are plenty of veterinarians. They're completely a free market. You go there, you don't like it, you go to someone else. You think if they charge too much, you can negotiate or go somewhere else. And you don't have to sit there and take it.
And the care is fabulous.
Of course it is. They have to compete. Now, again, that doesn't apply to emergency situations, and for that situation, there certainly can be some accommodations, things you'll have to work on. But if you want access to good physicians and you want to have it in a timely manner, you have to get away from price controls. Price controls are always produced shortages, always.
Okay. We're going to go to a break. Hey, thank you for the call, by the way, Mark. Thank you for the call. We got to a good point there. And I want you guys to keep tuning in to the Eagle 104.3 FM. Come back. We're going to discuss this healthcare issue with some substance. We shall return.